these words from our...
Never before. With Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their All-Star Tournament games.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All righty, a beautiful Monday here at it's Hobby Junior with KWHI, and we're here in Sealy at BNPW Park at the Little League Fields, and we're getting prepared for some more minor softball action. Today it's going to be a rematch of Friday's game, or Saturday's game, where it's Washington County taking on Columbus. Of course, Washington County came away with a 6-4 narrow victory in that one that pushed them over to clinch the final. Then Columbus went up against Belleville on Sunday and got the victory yesterday. So they're back in it again against Washington County. Washington County just needs one victory to come away with the championship, and while Columbus needs two to get to take the championship away from them. And right now, both coaches, Willie Anderson and Sean Church, are at the home plate getting ready to get the instructions from the umpires and get the final instructions to get the game going. Should be getting started here in no time. Should be on time for our scheduled 6 o'clock first pitch. And today we're going to be going with a 3-man umpire team. So just to make sure everybody has an extra eye on the calls. After all, it is a final game, so just a little extra help won't hurt. Make sure that we get every single call right. And with that being said, we'll take a look at the game time weather update after a word from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Summer's the time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
All right, as we come back here to BNPW Park right now, the announcers getting through the lineups as they announce Coach Sean Church, G.W. Meyer, and Annalise Meyer. And we'll take a look at the lineups ourselves here in just a second. But first, a game time weather update here in Sealy. It's 87 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and it doesn't seem like we'll get any rain, but better safe than sorry. Hopefully we don't. Winds are a little high, 15 miles per hour with 23 mile an hour gusts and a 66% humidity. The sunset should be at 8:30, so we will be playing a night game if it is a doubleheader. But if not, we should get through this game before the sun sets. And now we'll take a look at the starting lineups for for Columbus. It's number 5, Taitlin Beecham. Number 0, Addie Werlin. Number 12, Jensen Anderson. Number 2, Bree Kerpek. Number 99, Ansley Busselman. Number 4, Landry Stonchik. Number 8, Piper Fadako. Number 11, Jelaya Jackson. Number 1, Michelle Stratton. Number 6, Carly Aaron. Number 3, Emery Chester. And number 7, Baylen Blunt to round up the lineup. And it's head coach Willie Anderson in the dugout. And we'll take a look at the Washington County starting lineup after a look at our national anthem. Please stand and remove your caps. Ball announcement. Looks like we'll be starting just a hair earlier than our 6 o'clock first pitch time, but we'll take a look at the Washington County starting lineup. For Washington County, it's leading things off is number 13, Kinsley Haverkamp. Then it's number 1, Finley Youngs, followed by number 11, Tegan Wilson. And in the cleanup spot, it's going to be number 7, Paisley Meyer, followed by number 77, Briley Margis. Number 99, Raylan Rosenbaum to follow. Then it's number 55, Lily Landaway. Then it's number 88, Stella Church, followed by number 94, Lana Wunderlich. Number 17, Callie Dismukes. Number 00, Avery Meyer. And number 14, Adeline Sebastian round up the lineup. Over in the dugout will be manager Sean Church with assistant coaches G.W. Meyer and Annalise Meyer. Those are the starting lineups, and we should be back here with the first pitch after a short word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg and Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And back right on time for the first pitch. Washington County is the away team as they lose the coin toss, so they'll be hitting in the top of the innings. And on the mound today for Columbus is Emery Chester. First one in there for an 0-1 count. And next one will even up the count with a low pitch away. Haverkamp took that first pitch for a strike. Good eye on the second one to let it go by for a ball. With that ball, brings up a 1-1, and here's the 1-1 from Chester, and that one, a pitch up on that upper outside corner, will draw a swing and miss from Haverkamp as Emery Chester jumps ahead of the count 1-2. And this is going to be popped up over into shallow center field, and that one falls perfectly. Perfect placement on that hit, falls right between shortstop Brief Perpek and left field for Columbus. That one falls into shallow left field and allows for a leadoff single to get the game started from Kinsley Haverkamp. Great job getting herself a hit on a 1-2 count. That'll bring up Finley Young's number one, right-handed batter for Washington County. And she's going to pop this one up into the shallow infield, and Bree Kerpek making the throw and trying to get the pickoff at first for the double play. Will not be in time. So she makes the catch right outside the pitcher circle in front of her to her right. A good heads-up play there by pitcher Emery Chester to get the first out of the inning. Tried to get the second by throwing out Kinsley Haverkamp, who had already started heading to second, but Haverkamp does a good job of heading back to first in time to avoid the out. That brings us to the number three hitter here. It's Tegan Wilson, number 11, another right-handed batter. As Washington County starts off the game lefty-righty-righty for the righty Emery Chester. First pitch, and that one up in the zone will get past Tegan Wilson on a swing and miss. 0-1. Big swing there from Tegan Wilson. And we saw plenty of power from her last game as she had a triple and a 2-RBI single, both of which were hit well into left field. And she's going to pop this one up into the shallow infield. Emery Chester will have another chance to make another play. And she does just that, catching another one in the pitcher's circle to make it two outs on the board now. So after letting the leadoff runner on, Columbus has now gotten the next two out in Finley Youngs and Tegan Wilson, both by pop-ups to the infield. And that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, and that's going to be Paisley Meyer, number 7, another righty for Washington County. comes pitch number one. And that one will be on that upper inside corner. And stealing second base is going to be Kinsley Haverkamp. That throw almost in time, but Haverkamp had herself a beautiful jump there that allowed her to get there in time. So that'll be Washington County's first stolen base of the game. And here comes the 0-1 pitch. And that one will be fouled directly back off the top of the bat of Paisley Meyer there as she falls behind the count 0-2. Emery Chester in a prime position to get out of this inning. But we saw Haverkamp get on base with a 1-2, with a hit on a 1-2 count. Let's see if Paisley Meyer can do so on an 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Paisley Meyer rips it right down the middle. Can she beat the throw to first? No, the throw will be in time and gets her out, throws her out at first, and that retires the side. And we'll be back for the bottom of the first inning, nothing to nothing ball game. After a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
And right back here to Sealy, where now it's Columbus's turn to step up to the plate as Washington County takes the field in the bottom of the first. And it was four batters up for Washington County as Columbus gets three outs. So Emery Chester does her job, keeps the game scoreless, and out comes Kinsley Haverkamp, who puts the first one wide for a 1-0 count. So that ball brings up a 1-0, and here's the 1-0 from Haverkamp, and that one's going to be fouled right side. And she pitches to Taitlin Beecham, evens up the count at 1. And, of course, Kinsley Haverkamp, her last time out, was dominant in her last start. A big win over Belleville in this tournament, 7-0 in a shutout, and she threw a no-hitter to go along with 16 strikeouts. And on the 1-1, she'll make it now 1-2 after that strike on a swing and a miss by Taitlin Beecham. And this one outside from Haverkamp will even up the count at 2 apiece. Here comes the 2-2 from Haverkamp. And that one trying to catch that knee-high outside corner as she finds very effectively, but does not do so on this one to fill up the count 3-2. Seems like she may have some hair in her face or just an adjustment to the mask as she takes it off and gets it set, ready for this full count pitch. She's got it full on her first batter. And here comes the pitch. And this one's going to be thrown into right field, and that will fall in fair as it trickles over into the corner. Beecham will be sent to second, and that's going to be a leadoff double. That's going to be a leadoff double here for Columbus. So Washington County starts off with the leadoff hit. So does Columbus. And that'll now bring up number zero, Addie Werland. Two right-handed hitters in a row here for Columbus. Kinsley Haferkamp gets set and delivers the first pitch, and that one's going to be on a high fly ball into shallow left field, and that one will fall in as well. And coming around third, here comes Taitlin Beecham, as she will score the first run of the game here in the bottom of the first for Columbus to give them the 1-0 run, the 1-0 lead so far. And that's going to be an RBI double for Addie Werland. And next one's going to be a hard ground ball over to shortstop, and the flip to third base will be off target, and that's going to allow... Oh, no, Addie Werland was thinking about going home with that one, but she decides to stay home and try to get it on the next one. But still no outs, and now a runner on third for Columbus with a one-run lead. And that'll bring up the third hitter, Bree Kerpek. After a double there by Jensen Anderson, sent Beecham all the way to third. So up steps Bree Kerpek with two runners in scoring position, already up one run, still no outs on the board. First pitch by Haferkamp will be low outside of the zone, 1-0 count. And on the 1-0, this is going to be ripped down the third base line. Tegan Wilson steps up from third base and makes the throw to first in time. Coming into home is Addie Werland. And the umpire is going to say she slid in time under the tag of Raylan Rosenbaum on what was honestly a bang-bang play that could have gone either way. But the umpire says she slid under the tag and was able to touch base before the tag was applied. That makes it 2-0, but puts the first out on the board as the throw from Tegan Wilson to first to Briley Margist was in time. So still a runner on third is Anderson, and now Columbus up 2 runs. And first pitch from Haferkamp here to Busselman will be a 0-1 count as she's able to get it past her for a strike on the swing and a miss. And very next one, Haferkamp gets in there. Oh, and I apologize. They actually called that first pitch a strike. 0-2 now. Here's the 0-2 from Haferkamp on a riser. Puts it upstairs on a 1-2 count now. And next one will be inside from Haferkamp to even up the count at 2 apiece. And now we have ourselves a full count on that outside ball on the pitch by Haferkamp, and she faces her second full count. Seems she has that sweat is getting in her eye. Definitely a very humid day here in Sealy. So you can see that that may be affecting Hafferkamp just a bit. And we'll get a timeout here as Raylan Rosenbaum will come out to talk to Hafferkamp, and we'll take a quick break as out comes manager Sean Church as well. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
And that was a double from Kerpek as well, right? Oh, that's right. Gotcha. Yep. Thank you. All right. Back here to see where Kinsley Hafferkamp is ready to go again. And first pitch will be low and away. And that'll make it a, with that ball, we'll make it a 1-0 count here to Stonchik. And the very next one will be called foul as it goes off her bat twice. Once on the swing, then it goes straight down and bounces right back up into her bat, making it a foul ball. Brings up a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out here to Columbus. But Columbus does have runners on second and third, already up two runs. The bottom of the first, getting the scoring started early. First one will be a one outside that on a wild pitch past Rosenbaum. Brings the count to 2-1. And Hafferkamp will look over to the sideline of her dugout, get some instructions from manager Sean Church. And next pitch on a riser upstairs is going to put Stonchik well ahead of the count here, 3-1. A walk will load the bases. Any kind of hit will score at least one run. Hafferkamp one strike away from making it full and putting this at-bat up for grabs. Here's 3-1 from Hafferkamp. Too high, and the walk will load the bases. And with one out, nowhere to put the runners. Hafferkamp will have to dig deep and get a couple of outs here to stop the bleeding at two runs and go into the top of the second with a chance, only down two. So up comes Piper Fidaco, and the first pitch from Kinsley Hafferkamp will be in for a ball, 1-0. And on the 1-0, Fidaco's going to rip it into right field, and making the diving grab is Avery Meyer in right field. A highlight play there, and that's going to get her team fired up. Da-da-da, da-da-da. That That was a heck of a play. That one looked like it was going to fall in the shallow right field, but Avery Meyer never gave up on it, sprinted up to it, and makes the highlight diving catch in right field to put the second out on the board for Washington County. Still bases loaded, but now with two outs, they just need one more quick out to get out of this inning down two runs. All right, first one will be in there for a ball 1-0. And next one outside again, according to the umpire, 2-0. And that's going to catch some disagreement from the Washington County crowd here, as they felt that was right there on that knee-high outside corner, a corner that Kinsley Haverkamp is very good at finding. As she pitches to Jeliah Jackson. And Jeliah Jackson's going to rip this one into left field, and that will fall into shallow left. That's going to score two more runs, as coming around is Jensen Anderson and Busselman, and that's going to make it a four-run lead here for Columbus in the bottom of the first inning. And Jeliah Jackson having the time of her life as she just gave her team a large lead here with two outs, a clutch hit for Jeliah Jackson. And that's going to be a two RBI double for her. And up will come Michelle Stratton, number one for Columbus. And Kinsley Haverkamp getting some encouragement from the crowd here. All she needs is one out to get out of this one. And nice pitch there on a down in the strike zone. We'll make it 0-1. And she delivers a strike to Stratton there, getting her to swing and miss. And Kinsley back on track here with a strike. Here comes the 0-1. And another swing and miss will make it 0-2 as Kinsley Haverkamp jumps ahead of this count. Runners on second and third. She has a chance to leave them stranded here with the third strike. Here's 0-2, another swing and a miss. A three-pitch strikeout for Kinsley Haverkamp ends the inning, but Columbus able to take a four-run lead. That makes the game 4-0 as we go to the top of the second with Washington County looking to come out and respond. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell Cookie Cake Ice Cream, a sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days.
Look for Bluebell at all Walmart Supercenters.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and Kovacevic's Country Store.
All right, back here to Sealy, where Columbus just had a huge bottom of the first inning to take a four-run lead. They did so with a leadoff double followed by an RBI double, then a single, a ground out for another run coming in, and another double, two more doubles to keep it going. But Kinsley Haverkamp comes up big, as with runners on second and third, and she's able to leave two Columbus runners stranded there and get out of the inning with a clutch strikeout. So 4-0 favor of Columbus. Washington County will look to respond here in the top of the second. And leading things off for Washington County will be Briley Margist. And the ground out and the crowd alike making some noise here for Briley Margist as she looks to give a leadoff runner here for Washington County in the top of the second. Down four runs. They'd rather come back, get back into this game sooner rather than later. First one on a riser will be upstairs 1-0. Very next pitch on a knee-high outside corner. Looks like that may have been wide, but a swing and miss from Briley Margist will make it 1-1. Coach G.W. Meyer will come up and give some encouragement to Briley Margist and some instruction mixed in there. A strong swing on that last one from Briley Margist. And a nice swing here as well, but it's going to be pushed just slightly right down the first base line for a foul ball. 1-2 count coming up. In this situation, behind the count 1-2, Briley Margist will be getting instruction to swing at anything close to the strike zone here. And this one close upstairs is going to be a swing and miss and result in a strikeout as Briley Margist will head over to the dugout. Up comes number 99, Raylan Rosenbaum. And that strikeout will make it. Will make it Emery Chester's first strikeout of the game. But of course, Columbus needing two wins will take outs any way that they can get them. Very next pitch by Emery Chester to Raylan Rosenbaum on the first pitch will be down low 1-0. A low pitch for a ball. Raylan Rosenbaum, good eyes to let that one go by. Next one, good eye again as that one inside but low 2-0. And here's the 2-0 from Emery Chester on a riser will be up high and a good take there from Rosenbaum taking the 3-0 count as she will get well ahead here. One more of those pitches away from taking first base and giving Washington County a much needed runner. And this is going to be popped up, sent back over the trees and will be a 3-1 count on the foul ball. And a nervous feeling over here over the Washington County crowd as a big first run here from Columbus in the bottom of the first has put Washington County in a four-run hole. And this one off the glove of the catcher up high will create a ball four and will give Raylan Rosenbaum first base on a walk. So with one out, Washington County gets a runner on. First pitch goes wide, 1-0 count here as Lily Landaway steps up to the plate. And starting to get some sounds of lightning in the area, so we'll knock on some wood and hope it stays away from us. Next pitch on a riser, a swing and miss from Landaway. We'll even up the count at one apiece. One ball, one strike, one out, and one runner on first. As Washington County is at bat here. Top of the second inning, Columbus up four runs to none. On the 1-1, this one a high, wild pitch. Raylan Rosenbaum will get set to second, and she will easily take second base. So that one definitely a wild pitch there from Chester. And this one right up the middle from Lily Landaway will bring Raylan Rosenbaum to third. And on a throw that is dropped by second baseman, the go in to home, and getting all the way there is Raylan Rosenbaum to open up the scoring for Washington County, making it 4-1 with only one out. That one created by an error at shortstop by Bree Kerpek. Allows Washington County to get started and getting back into this ball game. That leaves Lily Landaway on first base. And up comes Stella Church. First pitch up high will be 1-0. And this one right up the middle will be gathered by Kerpek. The throw not in time to first. She gets the out at second. And the ball goes into the dugout for a ground rule double. So that does put two outs on the board, but leaves a runner on second, Lily Landaway. Bree Kerpek did a good job of getting the runner, Lily Landaway, out at second base by tagging on second for the first out, but skies the throw over to first. And Stella Church will take second base on the ground rule double, a throw that went into the dugout. And with that, we'll bring up Lana Wunderlich, number 94, right-handed batter for Washington County. With two outs and a runner in scoring position, down only 3 runs now. Looking to keep the momentum alive for Washington County. We got a bit of a timeout here. So that pitch, I don't believe, will count. The pitch will stand, even though the umpire had his hand in the air. 1-0 count. That pitch up high for a ball. And here's the 1-0 from Demery Chester. And this one, a check swing on a high pitch from Wunderlich. Umpire will say she did not go around. And good job. Discipline at bat here from Wunderlich so far. Brings up the 2-0 count with another ball. Able to check her swing effectively there. Came close to going around, but stayed behind on the bat. And I was correct on that first pitch. It was a no pitch, so it's actually a 1-0 count to Wunderlich. And on the very next pitch, we'll catch that outside corner and making it 1-1. And on the 1-1, Wunderlich's going to rip this one into shallow right field. That will fall into play. And coming around third is Stella Church, but being held up by manager Sean Church, she'll stay right there. And now runners on second and third. A huge double there from Lana Wunderlich keeps Washington County alive here in the top of the second. And truly, Stella Church, of course, hindsight is 20/20. Stella Church could have gone to third base, to home on that one, because the throw home was offline, way offline. But like I've said, hindsight is 20/20. You can't possibly know that when the throw is coming in. Next batter up will be Callie Dismukes, as she'll fall it up high behind her, 0-1. And Callie Dismukes now down 0-2. Will look to fight off some strikes here and keep the momentum alive for Washington County. Ooh, and she'll foul that one off right on cue. Left side, right down that third base line as it bounces just to the left of the line. keeps her alive with an 0-2 count. Here's the 0-2 from Chester, and again a foul ball. This time up high to the right over the fence and over the dugout. Umpire will ask for a new ball for Emery Chester. And Callie Dismukes gets set again. Two outs. She has two strikes on the board, but has done well on the 0-2 count to foul two off in a row here. She can get a contact here, but a good eye there as she sees that one going wide. Umpire makes the call. It is wide, 1-2. Good discipline there from Dismukes, knowing that she has two strikes on. That one was a little close, but she saw it was wide and gets the call. And on the very next one, another pitch going wide by Chester. Callie Dismukes swings on it, and it's two Washington County runners left stranded on second and third. But Washington County gets on the board, making the lead now 4-1 for Columbus as we head to the bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Back to BNPW Park here in Sealy, where Washington County just got on the board with one run in the top of the second to cut the deficit down to 4-1 in favor of Columbus. They did so off of a walk and an error that scored a run. That was Raylan Rosenbaum coming in to score, but Emery Chester bookending the inning with two strikeouts leaves two runners stranded for Washington County and preserves their three-run lead. Starting here in the bottom of the second, I'm sure Columbus will be looking to add to their lead here. Now they're up 4-1, while Washington County will be hoping for three quick outs to get out of this inning unscathed and continue their comeback in the top of the third. And to do so, we will be having a pitching change here as it is Lily Landaway coming in for Kinsley Haferkamp. So Kinsley's evening will be over after one inning. Of course, as a starter, she can come back into the ballgame. But for now, manager Sean Church going with Lily Landaway. And very first one will be a high chopper on what it would effectively be a swinging bunt. And hustling up over to first base will be Carly Aaron, showing off the speed there, getting to first base in time. Tegan Wilson able to come up and grab the ball and flip it to first. But again, the speed by Carly Aaron gives her first base, which will go down as a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second inning. After leadoff single, he's the next pitch by Lily Landaway. A bunt attempt there by Emery Chester will go off the top of her bat and off the top of the fence right behind her. 0-1. On the foul ball. So foul on the bunt there. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Landaway, and a swing and a miss on the pitch high and inside. And this one will be thrown to second as Carly Aaron headed to second base. And the throw not on target will allow Carly Aaron to get up and head over to third base now. After that swing and miss by by Emory Chester. Some good base running by Carly Aaron, but that will put it 0-2 to Chester. And here is the 0-2 from Landaway, and Landaway gets herself a three-pitch strikeout. And Landaway keeps the strikes coming. This one inside, knee-high inside corner, 0-1. On the 1-0-1, a bunt attempt there. A bunt attempt there by Baylen Blunt, unsuccessful, will create an 0-2 count as Blunt falls behind. And Lily Landaway well ahead of another batter here. Here's 0-2 from Landaway, and another three-pitch strikeout from Lily Landaway. She has come in on fire here in this inning after coming in relief of Kinsley Haferkamp. Looks like that may be the momentum swing that Washington County needs, as she has now pitched two straight strikeouts after allowing a leadoff single. And again, she keeps him coming. Another swing and a miss on a riser there from Taitlin Beecham. Big swing by Beecham and a big miss that will make it now 0-1. Here's the 0-1 from Landaway. This pitch inside gets away, and a wild pitch goes off the backstop and all the way to the infield. Carly Aaron will be held off at third. And it looks like umpire saw that low wild pitch did nick Taitlin Beecham on the foot somewhere, so that will give her first base on a hit by pitch. Now runners on the corners for Columbus, and next time on a riser from Landaway, we'll get away from Rosenbaum on a wild pitch. And over to second heads Taitlin Beecham. So now two runners in scoring position for Columbus, two outs on the board. Washington County just needs one more to come out of this one scoreless for Columbus. And this pitch inside on a ball, low and inside, will make it a 2-0 count. And a swing and a miss there as Lily Landaway looks to get back into this at-bat. Down 2-0 now. She gets a strike in, 2-1. Big swing there by Addie Werland, who we saw already cause some damage earlier in this game with a RBI double. Opened up the scoring for Columbus. And next pitch, a beautiful one by Lily Landaway with the placement right there, knee high on that inside corner. Freezes up Werland and gets the count even at two. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces are wild as two runners on for Columbus. And this next pitch inside will fill up the count. And Washington County making some noise here. They know they need one strike to get out of this inning, not allowing a run, leaving two runners stranded for Columbus. And this one fouled right side. Almost gets the swing and a miss. There it does. Lily Landaway, but good job there from Werland to get some contact and stay alive. And that one, the Washington County crowd cheers as they thought they got the strike that they needed to get out of the inning, but Lily Landaway put that one too far inside, and that will be a fourth ball, giving the walk to Columbus. And now we have another bases-loaded situation. So that's now two innings in a row where Columbus has been able to force a bases-loaded. And out comes manager Sean Church to have a chat with his softball team, and we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
All right, back in time here to Celia. Lily Landaway with a bases loaded situation, but two outs. Just needs a quick out here to get out of this one, leaving three Columbus runners stranded. First pitch is on a riser, 1-0, and she pitches to Adley Busselman. I apologize, that is Anderson, Jensen Anderson, as I misread the number. Next pitch will be in there for a strike that gets the cheer of the Washington County crowd. This time knee high on that outside corner, even count 1-1. And a swing and a miss on a pitch inside that jammed up Anderson. And with that strike, we'll make it a 1-2 count. And that will bring the ire of manager Willie Anderson from Columbus. He did not like that swing on that up on that pitch up and inside. And here's the 1-2 right over the plate, lower part of the strike zone. That's a strikeout that leaves the bases loaded and three runners stranded for Columbus. Coming up clutch is Lily Landaway with a strikeout there to end the inning as we'll go to the top of the third inning with Columbus still leading 4-1, but Washington County able to keep this bottom of the second scoreless to give themselves a chance to respond here in the top of the third. But just as we say so, the umpires have made the decision. Lightning is too close to the area. We're going to have ourselves a lightning delay. And in the meantime, we'll play some nice country music here on KWHI to keep everyone entertained. And we'll be back with updates as the situation develops. Looks like it's a fast-moving cloud above us, so it shouldn't be too long. Make sure to stick around and keep up with the action on KWHI.com or by staying tuned to KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7. My name is Ivy Jr. and we'll be right back as soon as possible. All right, Ivy Jr. here with KWHI Sports, and after a short weather delay, we are back and ready for action here in BMPW Park here in Sealy. And right now we're going to the top of the third inning, where it was Lily Landaway coming in relief of Kinsley Haferkamp at the bottom of the second, leaving the three runners stranded with bases loaded for Columbus with a clutch three strikeouts in that inning. And now we'll head to the top of the third, where Washington County will be looking to respond as they're down 4-1. So a three-run deficit that they'll be looking to overcome. And we got to this point with Washington County, with Columbus getting a big four-run bottom of the first. Then it was Washington County scoring a run in the top of the second off of an error after an error on a walk. It was Raylan Rosenbaum putting the first run on the board for Washington County. And now we are back here, top of the third, after Columbus got the bases loaded in the bottom of the second, but were held scoreless. And as we get started here again, Emery Chester will stay in the pitcher's circle for Columbus, and of course Lily Landaway will stay in as she came in relief of Kinsley Haferkamp. And as we wait for the signal to get started, everybody's in position, and umpire gives the go-ahead. We're getting ready back to get this game going. And first pitch will be in for a strike from Emery Chester. Outside corner. And leading things off for Washington County is number 00, Avery Meyer. As she puts a bunt attempt, goes off the bottom of her bat and goes back for a foul. Making the count now 0-2. And this Avery Meyer's first at-bat in the game here in the top of the third. And next pitch down low. Good eye there by Avery Meyer. Let that one go by to try to get back into this count. Now making it 1-2 with that ball. Everybody got their snacks and concessions, just made a killing off of that weather delay, but we're ready to play some softball again. Next pitch by Emery Chester, a riser that Avery Meyer saw the whole way and lets it go by upstairs, 2-2. And on the very next one, it'll be a swing and a miss by Avery Meyer as Emery Chester gets another strikeout on the day and sends Meyer to the dugout, putting one out on the board here for Washington County. And that will bring up number 14, Adeline Sebastian. First pitch up high, 1-0. That will put in a ball on the scoreboard. And that one grabbed a hold of by Sebastian, and she's going to get herself a single with a nice ball that was smoked in the left field. Lands right between left and center field, and that was a beautiful hit there to get Washington going with some momentum as we come off that weather delay. And Adeline Sebastian coming off injury, that'll get her confidence up and let her know that she is all the way back. So with that single, we'll head back to the top of the order. It's Kinsley Haferkamp, number 13, a left-handed batter for Washington County coming up. And here's the first pitch from Emery Chester. And a nice curveball outside will make it 0-1. As Haferkamp will take the swing and miss on the first pitch. And a good eye there from Haverkamp. Just let that one go by and live for the next pitch. One ball, one strike, one out, and one runner on first for Washington County. But that runner on that next one went over to second base on that strike. And now it's Adeline Sebastian over on second. So runner gets in the scoring position for Washington County as another ball thrown by Emery Chester will make it a 2-1 count as Kinsley Haferkamp jumps ahead. Here's a 2-1 from Emery Chester, and Kinsley Haferkamp going to get a hold of that one and almost falls into the infield, but a hustle play there by Carly Aaron at third base, able to come up from her third base spot and make that grab before it is able to land. And that will get a second out for Washington County. And we'll call that a pop-up for Kinsley Haferkamp. Up next is Finley Youngs. And good eye there. Let that rising pitch go upstairs. 1-0 count for the ball. And next one down low, an overcorrection there by Emery Chester will now make the count 2-0 as she sends the ball way low on a skipper to her catcher, Anderson. And still a runner in scoring position with Adeline Sebastian on second. Here's the 2-0, and that one's going to be right in the hole. Takes another nice bounce into left field, and that one's rolling all the way to the fence. Finley Young's just rounding second. She's going to third. The throw is coming in, and she's rounding third. She's trying to get home with it, and the tag will be on time. That will retire the Washington County side. The run does score on the run from Adeline Sebastian, but Finley Youngs is tagged out at home. Great effort there as she tries to get the two-run inside the park home run. And she is a little bit shaken up on the collision at home plate, but we'll make sure that she's all right. Manager Sean Church comes up to make sure she's okay. And just seemed like a hard tag on the chest there. But you love the effort there from Finley Youngs as she saw that ball trickle over to the left field all the way to the fence. And she said, I think I can get this one. And she gets on her horse and shows off the speed there. But honestly, what was a nice throw from left field by Michelle Stratton over to third base and Carly Aaron to the cutoff person. And the cutoff throw gets to home plate in time. And that is softball for you. A good effort, but a better play by the defense retires this Washington County side as they were looking to put two runs on the board. Only able to put one, but slowly chipping away at what was a four-run lead for Columbus is now down to two, 4-2. And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
I think I have a pen, though. Appreciate it. I'll let you know if I can't find it. All right, back here to Sealy, where Washington County just chipped away a little further at this four-run Columbus lead, and it's now 4-2 in favor of Columbus as Washington County shrinks the deficit just a little bit more. But working in the right direction, still early in the game as we go into the bottom of the third with Lily Landaway in the pitcher's circle. Washington County takes the field, looking to again hold Columbus scoreless for one more inning to keep chipping away at this lead and working on their comeback. Or as some would say, don't call it a comeback because we never left. And a quick meet up on the mound between Teague and Wilson, third base. Raylan Rosenbaum, catcher, and Lily Landaway, the pitcher. They break the huddle, and now we'll get ready for the bottom of the third inning. Lead things off for Columbus will be Bree Kerpek. Her last time out got an RBI ground out, which scored the second run for Columbus. And there we go on the 1-1 here, Lily Landaway. Nice pitch there, knee high on that inside corner. Evens up the count, 1-1 to Bree Kerpek. And here's the 1-1 from Landaway, too far inside on the next one. Goes inside for a ball, 2-1. And there we go. Lily Landaway evens it up as the crowd cheers her on. Puts a nice strike on the bottom end of the bottom end of the strike zone, and she gets Bree Kirkpatrick to swing and miss. 2-2 count coming up. Here's the pitch from Landaway, and a riser is going to fill it up on a ball. Leaves that one upstairs. Now we got ourselves a 3-2 full count. Both crowds getting back into this game as if they never left. And next one, well inside to Kirkpatrick from Landaway, and visibly frustrated with that one. Knew that she could have caught that inside corner as Bree Kirkpatrick was not going to swing. And now we got ourselves a runner on for Columbus as they get a leadoff walk. First one to Busselman will be fouled back 0-1. Raylan Rosenbaum looks like it caught her on the shin or on the tip of her toe, the one part that, of course, is not padded. Tough bounce there, but she'll shake it off and get ready again here for the 0-1 from Landaway. And this one, a wild pitch that gets away. And it allows Kirkpatrick to advance to second base. So Ansley Busselman at the plate now faces a 1-1 count. And a swing and a miss there. Lily Landaway forcing the big swing and miss. Gets ahead of the count now 1-2 with a beautiful strike out there. And in one inning, Lily Landaway already has 3 strikeouts, so we know she can strike them out, and she does just that here as she gets it past Busselman there. A swing and a miss in the lower part of the strike zone gets her another strikeout. That makes it 4. And puts one out on the board for Washington County here in the bottom of the third inning. But Columbus still a runner on second in scoring position. And that will bring up number 4, Landry Stonchik. First pitch down low will be 1-0. And next pitch, trying to catch that inside corner, is not able to. And the throw from the catcher, the pickoff attempt to third, is going to get away. And that's going to allow Bree Kirkpatrick to come all the way home for another Columbus run. Now the deficit goes back up to 3 for Washington County. 5-2 in favor of Columbus. And we'll get back here to a 2-0 count to Stonchik. And that will make it a ball 3. 3-0 count. As Lily Landaway will request a dry ball here. So 3-0 count for Lily Landaway to Stonchik. And here's next pitch, and she'll find the strike zone. Looks like a dry ball is all she needed. It puts this one on that upper inside corner to make it a 3-1 count. And again, beautifully, almost in the exact same spot right there on that upper inside corner for another strike. Battles all the way back down 3-0, now has a full count. And a swing and a miss will make it 0-1. Here we go. So after the walk to Stanchik on the full count, Piper for Daco behind the count, 0-1 as Landaway gets right back on track with a strike, and this one's going to be fouled, popped straight up and over the fence. And now well ahead is Lily Landaway, 0-2. Here's the 0-2 from Landaway. This one smoked by Fadako into center field. Coming up to make the tremendous grab in center field. That's going to be Callie Dismukes as she'll get a standing ovation from the crowd. And Raylan Rosenbaum getting fired up for her teammate, tipping the cap to her, throwing up the horns and saying thank you very much, as that puts a second out on the board for Washington County. Much needed out right there. Down three runs with a runner in scoring position. They cannot allow any more runs here to Columbus. One run is enough. But here comes Jelaya Jackson, who her last time out hit a huge two RBI double. First pitch upstairs will get away from Busselman, and that will allow Stanchik to get to third. So now not only the runner in scoring position, that runner is all the way at third base in Landry Stanchik. And Jelaya Jackson will have a 1-0 count. She chokes up on the bat here. Shorten up that swing. And improve her chances of getting herself a hit here. Any kind of hit will score another run. And Landaway going to put this one on a riser. And Jelaya Jackson will stay put and let that one go by. Takes that ball to make it 2-0 to her. Lil Landaway gets set again, winds up. Here's a 2-0 pitch and a swing and a miss on a pitch inside. Jams up Jackson, and she's fighting back here. 2-1 count coming up after that strike on the swing and miss from Jelaya Jackson. Two outs on the board. And there we go, right over the plate on the upper part of the strike zone. She evens it up at 2. Now, dangerous situation for both teams, as on third base is Stanchik for Columbus. But one more strike needed from Lily Landaway, and she will give them just that. Puts another one over the plate right in the upper part of the strike zone. Freezes up Jelaya Jackson and gets another strikeout on the board for herself. And now, more importantly, that's going to retire this Columbus side. They do score one run and extend the lead back to 3 runs. 5-2 in favor of Columbus as we go to the bottom of the, to the top of the fourth inning. Washington County looking to put some runs up. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And back to Celia and B&PW Park, where the vibes are immaculate. We got some nice music playing as Columbus takes the field. Washington County coming back up, looking to mount a comeback. They slowly chipped away. It was a four-run lead for Columbus. Slowly dwindled to 2 as Washington County put 2 one-run innings up. But here in the bottom of the third, it was Columbus having a one-run inning of their own. And now it's 5-2. Back to a 3-run deficit. And to lead things off here will be Tegan Wilson for Washington County. Now, while Washington County has allowed some runs, they've also saved some runs as they have left six Columbus runners stranded so far through three innings, while leaving five of their own on. First pitch from Emory Chester to Tegan Wilson will be down low for a ball. Good job there by Tegan Wilson to look that one off. She'll get a 1-0 count here. Steps off for a couple practice swings and steps back in ready to go. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Emory Chester. This one will be a low pitch that gets past the catcher Jensen there, Jensen Anderson. And jumping ahead of the count now, Tegan Wilson, 2-0. This pitch will be in there for a strike, says the umpire. Lower end of the strike zone, 2-1 count coming up for Tegan Wilson. He'll step off the out of the batter's box again. And she, after a couple practice swings, will be set to go again. Emory Chester gets set herself, and here comes the 2-1 pitch on a riser. Will be in there for a ball as it stays upstairs, 3-1 count. And Tegan Wilson puts a hard ground ball to third base. Carly Aaron gathers it, throws it to first, and that throw is in time and accurate over to first base to get the out as she hits it over to Taitlin Beecham to get the first out, throwing Tegan Wilson out at first. As Tegan Wilson heads over to the dugout, out comes the cleanup hitter, Paisley Meyer. Number 7, the right-handed batter for Washington County. Down, one out on the board already, and she's going to put this one a hard ground, a chopper that effectively turns into a swinging bunt, and Emory Chester is able to come up, gather it, and swing it to first base for a quick second out. So defensively for Columbus, they're now two up, two down, an ideal start here to the top of the fourth. So two out here as Briley Marges comes up, and she's going to put this one on a hard chopper, almost identical to that previous one as Emory Chester is able to gather that one in the pitcher circle on the one hopper and slings it over to first for a quick three up, three down inning for Columbus after a couple unlucky bounces for Washington County. They're held scoreless in the top of the fourth, and we'll head to the bottom of the fourth with Columbus leading 5-2. A 3-run deficit for Washington County. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. And with Columbus leading 5-2, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
And back to Celia at BNPW Park here at the Sealy Little League Fields, where Washington County currently down 5-2 to Columbus. And starting the bottom of the fourth, Columbus up to bat. And they'll send out number one, Michelle Stratton, right-handed batter, who shows a bunt on the very first one, and she'll take it on a rising pitch for a 1-0 count. And next pitch, almost identical on a riser. And a check swing there from Stratton. The umpire is going to check with his first base. With the first base umpire, who says that she is clear and safe. No, she did not go around. 2-0 coming up. Here's the 2-0 from Landaway. And almost identical. The first three pitches all the same. All risers that stay upstairs, shading toward the inside part of the plate. On the righty here, and Stratton. And so Lily Landaway will find herself behind on the first batter, 3-0. And next one gets it lower, but inside. And that will make it a four-pitch walk to Michelle Stratton to lead things off here for Columbus. As they continue to get off to good starts here. So Michelle Stratton over on first base. That'll bring up number six, Carly Aaron. Landaway gets set for the first pitch and another riser, but this time going to second is Carly Aaron, and a wonderful throw from Raylan Rosenbaum absolutely puts one on a cannon on a rope over to second base and able to catch the runner stealing, putting an out on the board. That's a great way to make up for a walk on the leadoff runner. How about you catch him stealing and keep an out on the board? So effectively one up, one down. I apologize, it was Michelle Stratton on the steal who got caught stealing. And Carly Aaron is now at the plate. And what a terrific play by Raylan Rosenbaum. First three pitches to Carly Aaron are all three balls. Now, while they just had a tremendous momentum-shifting play from Raylan Rosenbaum, Lily Landaway is unfortunately on a seven-pitch streak of balls. But she breaks that up on the very next one, knee-high on that inside corner to make it for a strike to make it 3-1. And manager Sean Church is loving that, as he knows that will help her confidence and get her into the strike zone here. And she puts the next one just a hair too low. That one was close, but umpire says just a hair below the knees will make it a fourth ball and give another walk to Columbus. So two batters up, two walks, but one out thanks to Raylan Rosenbaum catching a runner trying to steal second. And the first pitch to Emery Chester is going to hit the batter, and that'll be a hit by pitch, and they'll send her to first base. So now runners on first and second for Columbus will prompt a walkout to the pitcher's circle from manager Sean Church. And while he has a conversation with his entire infield in the pitcher's circle, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors to give him a chance to talk to his team.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama.
they send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Come back, and as we come back from the break on the very next pitch, Lily Landaway to Baylen Blunt. Baylen Blunt sends it right back up the middle and gets herself a hit to load up the bases for Columbus. So with one out following a single, the bases are loaded for Columbus, and they only have one out on the board. So Washington County has seen this situation before with bases loaded and only one out. They were able to get two quick outs to end the inning and keep it scoreless. They'll be looking to do the same here again and leave three Columbus runners stranded. The most frustrating part for manager Sean Church is that it has come off of two walks and a hit by pitch. That single on that last at-bat was the first hit of the inning. And we're now back to the top of the order. Here's Taitlin Beecham for Columbus. Takes a 1-0, and on the next one, Lily Landaway will even it back up with a pitch on that upper inside corner to get Beecham to swing and miss on it. 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out. Base is loaded to Columbus, up 5-2. And on a riser, Lily Landaway able to get a swing and a miss out of Beecham twice in a row. And that will make Lily Landaway jump ahead of this count on a 1-2 after that strike. And she'll get take a quick pitch count, and she throws off Beecham's timing there and puts one right over the plate on the bottom end of the strike zone beautifully to get the third strike for another strikeout to Lily Landaway. Now two outs on the board with bases loaded. All they need is one more out to leave three more Columbus runners stranded. And on the 1-0 from Lily Landaway to Whirlin, she gets a swing and a miss on that knee-high inside corner. Jams up Whirlin, 1-1. And Landaway already six strikeouts since coming in relief. And she looks like she's on her way to another as she puts another one inside on Whirlin for a swing and a miss. And that strike now brings the count to 1-2 as Landaway jumps ahead. And here's the 1-2 from Landaway, just a hair low. And Raylan Rosenbaum points at the batter, says that she went around on that check swing, but home plate umpire checks with the first base umpire, and he says she's safe, not quite getting around on that swing. Now deuces are wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs with the bases loaded to Columbus. Here's the full count pitch, or the 2-2 pitch, and a beautiful one by Lily Landaway as she puts it knee high on that inside corner and freezes up Addie Whirlin for another strikeout, leaving three more runners stranded for Columbus. That now puts the total up to 9 runners stranded so far in this ball game for Columbus. So Washington County, while they are allowing Columbus to get on base, they are playing bend but don't break defense, getting those runners out, getting the next batters out. So now that will leave us at 5-2, a 3-run lead for Columbus as we head to the top of the 5th inning. Washington County looking to chip away at that lead as we come back from a word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
And as we get ready for the top of the fifth inning, Washington County will get ready to bat as Columbus takes the field. In that last inning, it was Washington County allowing the bases to get loaded. But with one out, Lily Landaway comes up with two clutch strikeouts, putting her at seven since coming in relief of Kinsley Haverkamp in the second inning. And now she is and leaves three more runners stranded for Columbus. Washington County has now left nine runners stranded on Columbus, with two being on bases loaded situations. With six of those runners stranded being on bases loaded situations. And to lead things off for Washington County will be number 99, Raylan Rosenbaum. To get the first out of that bottom of the fourth inning, she actually had a tremendous highlight defensive play, jumping up on a stolen base attempt and catching the runner stealing at second as she rifled one over to second. On the very first hit, she's looking to carry that momentum over to the plate from defense to offense. And she pulls the first one right side. It hits the line and goes foul. And on the foul ball, we'll bring up an 0-1 count. Raylan was hoping that one would stay foul to get to pass base, but then she's going to pop one up beautifully into the infield. And can she beat the throw? Yes, she can. And that will get a leadoff single for Washington County, and I'll tell you what, Raylan Rosenbaum is a fiery young lady, as she is always getting hyped up and fired up for her teammates. She got very, very excited on her highlight defensive play, and she does the same here on her leadoff single.
There are no plans for the U.S. to retaliate against Iran for Iran's attack today on a U.S. base in the Middle East. Iran launching a barrage.
And the very next batter up is going to be Lily Landaway. And the pickoff attempt at first base goes over the head of first baseman Carly Aaron. And that allows Raylan Rosenbaum to get to second base. So now Washington County puts a runner on second in scoring position. And Lily Landaway up with a chance to help herself. And she's going to foul this one back as she gets it off the end of the bat, off the bottom of the bat. And that one will foul directly back to her left, 0-2. Down 0-2 here. Lily Landaway will have to swing at anything that's close, hoping to make some contact. And plenty of cheers from the crowd, and especially from her dugout, letting them know that they believe in her and know that she is capable of coming through in this situation. And on a riser that was pretty close, she will be able to get contact to stay alive, 0-2. And a nice play being made out here in the stands with the father catching that one off of the trees. Very rare you see a successful catch in the stands, but today we will see one here. And that'll bring up the 0-2 from Chester. And this one hard down the first base line will throw out Lily Landaway. But on the fielder's choice to first, able to get to third base is Raylan Rosenbaum. That one effectively a swing and bunt as it rode that first base line, allowing Landaway, with Lily Landaway allowing enough time for Rosenbaum to make her way to third base. So So now with one out, Washington County has a runner on third, and up comes Stella Church, number 88 for Washington County. And Stella Church rips one right up the middle. That will score a run as the fielder's choice goes to first. And Washington County continuing to chip away at the lead. Now down to a two-run deficit. 5-3 in favor of Columbus. Raylan Rosenbaum comes around to score. So Stella Church sacrificing herself to allow another run to come in. And here with two outs, up comes Lana Wunderlich. First pitch up high, a wild pitch over the head of Anderson. That'll be an easy ball call for the umpire and bring up a 1-0 count to Wunderlich. And Wunderlich's last time out was able to hit a double, so Washington County would love to see more of that here. She'll get working with a 1-1. Here's that pitch from Chester. Emery Chester put this one on a one hopper to the catcher Anderson. Another ball here for Columbus. Now the count 2-1 to Lana Wunderlich, and here's the pitch. And this one way up high as that one gets off the glove of Anderson. It's now 3-1 as Wunderlich jumps way ahead, staying disciplined, good eyes here to let these balls go by and get ahead of the count. And the dugout giving Lana some noise here, and that one's going to be down low, and another runner on for Washington County. Lana Wunderlich keeps her on-base percentage perfect in the game and brings up Callie Dismukes with a runner on first. But Washington County working with their last out here with two outs on the board. Down two runs to Columbus in the top of the fifth inning. Starting to count the outs here as Washington County's down to their last four outs. And Dismukes pops this one up against the fence behind her. 5-3, 0-1. Emery Chester on the 0-1. This one ripped right down the third baseline, but goes just barely foul. That one picked up some chalk on the very first bounce, but on the second bounce just left of third base, and then making the grab is the third baseman there. Well, they'll bring her back for an 0-2 count. And Dismukes puts this one right up the middle. Able to make the grab is Kerpek, and she hesitates on the throw. Not sure whether to get the easy play at second or swing it to first. She swings it to neither, and that will put runners on first and second for Washington County. So the tying run is now on first, and the leading run comes to the plate in Avery Meyer. Lana Wunderlich on second base, Callie Dismukes on first. Here comes Avery Meyer to the plate. First pitch going to be a riser, 1-0. An easy ball call there for the umpire. Can Washington County bring this comeback all the way back? Down four runs at one point, brought it to two, then it was back up to three, and now they brought it back to two in this inning. And Avery Meyer with some good eyes on the next pitch from Chester. This one goes wide, and Chester will take it to make it a 2-0 count on the ball. Here's a 2-0 from Chester, and that one does catch that knee-high outside corner. A nice strike thrown there by Chester. As Avery Meyer sits back on that one. Here's the 2-1 from Chester, and Meyer's going to pop this one up, and that one falls in. And now trying to get to third is Wunderlich, and hesitating on the run as she thought that that diving catch was made by Chester. That gets the runner out and leaves two runners stranded for Washington County, as Sean Church, manager Sean Church, visibly frustrated with that one, as you can't blame Lana Wunderlich on that. That looked like Chester may have made the catch on the diving attempt from the pitcher's circle, created just enough hesitation from Wunderlich to allow Emery Chester to recover and make the throw to third to get the final out of the inning, retiring the Washington County side. So the run will stay 5-3 in favor of Columbus. Washington County will be down to their last three outs in the bottom of the sixth to make up the two-run deficit. But first, Columbus will get a shot at it here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Go WC! And as we get a Go WC chant from the crowd here, they need a quick three outs here from Lily Landaway and the defense to send it to the top of the sixth, where they'll have three outs to try to overcome a two-run deficit, so long as they can keep that deficit at two after the conclusion of this fifth inning. First pitch from Lily Landaway will be a riser that stays upstairs for a ball. Next one will be bunted up high from Anderson off the top of her bat for a strike. Foul ball, making it 1-1. And as we get a sunset here to right behind home plate to the left, make it for a nice, beautiful scenery over here in Sealy, as Anderson lays down a bunt that sneaks past Lily Landaway there on a soft bounce and able to get to first with the hustle is Jensen Anderson. It's going to be a leadoff single for Anderson as she gets some credit for, and some flowers from her coach at first base there, as he loves the effort. Laid that one down beautifully right to the right of home plate down the first base line and outruns any tag or throw to first for the leadoff single. And the next hit is right up the middle, and it will get all the way to center field. The throw coming into third will not be in time as Jensen Anderson runs around second base over to third in a hurry. And a beautiful double there from Bree Kerpek has Columbus in prime position to add to this lead that they have here. Right now, 5-3, but two runners in scoring position for Columbus, and out comes manager Sean Church to have a quick chat with his team in the infield. We'll be back after 30 seconds from our sponsors. Thank you. And manager Sean Church stepping away from making a pitching change here. Just a conversation with his infield. And honestly, not any mistakes made from them in this inning. It's just simply a couple of nice hits from Columbus have allowed two runners in scoring position. And now with no outs, upsets Ansley Busselman. And Lily Landaway gets right back on track with a pitch right over the plate to make it 0-1 with a nice strike there. And we've seen her come up clutch many times with some very clutch strikeouts with bases loaded. She'll be looking to do the same here with two runners in scoring position. And off to a good start to doing that as Busselman fouls off the next one left. And that will make it an 0-2 count. Here's the 0-2 from Landaway and a swing and a miss. That's a three-pitch strikeout from Lily Landaway. And some nice momentum to get on her side and build her confidence and keep the and get an out on the board. Very important out there. And the best way possible to get it on a strikeout. That now puts her up to 8 strikeouts individually in this ballgame. First pitch, umpire says out of the strike zone, up. Leaves it upstairs, and that'll be up for a ball. Ball one. And on the 1-0, this one downstairs will make it 2-0. And good eye and discipline there from Landry Stanchik at the plate to lay off of those first two pitches. And laying off the third as well effectively to put her ahead 3-0. And a reminder that a walk does load the bases for Columbus yet again. And a riser staying upstairs will do exactly that. Stanchik heads over to first base, and now the bases are loaded for Columbus as up to bat will come Piper Fidaco. And Piper Fidaco yet to get on base yet, is yet to have gotten on base tonight. Fly out to right and a fly out to center. And this pitch, a wild one that goes over the head of Rosenbaum, but bounces off the fence and goes right back to her, luckily. So a wild pitch, not wild enough to score another run for Columbus. That'll keep Washington County only down 2. Here's the 1-0 from Landaway, and this one fouled right on a pitch inside. We'll put a strike on the board for Landaway to even up the count. One ball, one strike, one out. Bases loaded for Columbus. But we've seen Landaway in this situation many of time with one out and bases loaded, able to get two clutch strikeouts to end the inning and leave three runners stranded now twice in this ballgame. She'll be looking to repeat that again here in the bottom of the fifth inning. But after that pitch that came off the handle of Fidaco, it looks like it hit her hand. So they're going to check on her and maybe get her wrapped up and make sure that she's all right. We'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And as they continue to check on Piper Fadako, she took a softball off the hand there on the inside on that foul ball. They're just making sure that if she's cut or just jammed up her finger, that she's good to continue. As this is a very important situation for Columbus. They've left the bases loaded with runners stranded twice in this ball game. They really would not like to do it a third time with Washington County, a very good team, only down two runs. And Lily Landaway has been the batter to get them out of both of those situations. She did so in the second and did so again in the fourth. Looking to get it done here in the fifth. Those performances have resulted in nine Columbus runners left on base in this ballgame compared to Washington County at only five. I apologize after that last hitting. It was actually seven for Washington County, but as we get started back here, Lily Landaway delivers a strike to Piper Fadako. Puts two strikes on the board as Fadako is caught looking on this one. And here's the 1-2, another swing and a miss by Fadako. Puts a third strike on the board and another clutch strikeout for Lily Landaway. That now puts her at nine strikeouts on the in the ballgame. And with that strikeout, two outs on the board, and up comes Jeliah Jackson. And Jeliah Jackson's going to hit one right up the middle, and that one's going to score two runs. As coming around third is Bree Kerpek. So Jensen Anderson and Bree Kerpek extend the Columbus lead. Now 7-3 as they double their lead from 2-4. And Jeliah Jackson, that's her second 2-RBI hit of the ball game, as this time it's a 2-RBI single to go along with her 2-RBI double in the first. And out will come manager Sean Church. As his team now down 4 runs, 7-3, will be going to a new pitcher. And as we allow for that new pitcher to be announced and get warmed up, we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
And a couple changes coming in. Tegan Wilson will come in relief of Lily Landaway as she is now all warmed up and ready to go. Stella Church will come onto the field at third base to replace Tegan Wilson. And in the outfield, we now have Adeline Sebastian at center. Callie Dismukes at right, and Lana Wunderlich in left. And very first pitch by Tegan Wilson. Catches that upper inside corner very nicely, freezing up Stratton. And that will make it 0-1. And the next one popped up, goes over the fence on a foul ball. And that will bring up an 0-2 count as Tegan Wilson well ahead of her first batter here. Excellent job to come in. Just needs one out to get her team out of this inning. Two runners on for Columbus at first and second after we just had a huge 2-RBI single from Jackson. And she'll get just that. Three pitches, gets three strikes and a strikeout. Tegan Wilson comes up big for Washington County to stop the bleeding at two runs in this inning. And now down 7-3 after a bases loaded situation produced a 2-RBI single from Jeliah Jackson. We'll head into the top of the sixth inning with Washington County three outs to work with to try to overcome a 4-run deficit. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the sixth.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
And as we get set here for the top of the sixth inning, we got Washington County up to bat, down 4 runs as they are down 7-3 to Columbus. And with a 4-run deficit, they have 3 outs to try to make that up. Leading things off will be Adeline Sebastian. Her last time out did manage to get a single, so she's shown she can hit the ball when given the opportunity. Fortunately, that has been her only at-bat. It has been some pretty quick innings for Washington County, only producing 3 runs. And they will need to more than double this entire game's production here in the top of the sixth to try to stay into this ball game and force extra innings or take the lead, which would, of course, be ideal. And a pitching change coming in for Columbus as Bree Kerpek comes in for Emery Chester. His first pitch from Kerpek will be downstairs for a ball. And on the 1-0, this one's going to hit off of the foot of Sebastian, give her a hit-by-pitch, and give her first base. And that will get the Washington County crowd, as that's the exact kind of start that they needed. A lead-off base runner. Any way that they can have it, they will take it. So they'll take it by hit-by-pitch. And that puts a runner on first and brings up the top of the order in Kinsley Haferkamp. First pitch will be outside for a ball. And Haferkamp, the lefty up. One of 2 lefties here for Washington County. One at the top of the order in Kinsley Haferkamp and one at the bottom in Cali Dismas. And the next pitch, one trailing outside. Haferkamp catches up to it, but not able to make solid contact. Fouls it back to put the first strike on the board. Strike one, makes it 1-1. Here's the 1-1, and Haferkamp's going to rip this one. Will it fall into center field? Yes, it will. And tagging up is Sebastian, and she'll get to second base. She wasn't sure if that was going to fall in. She had to wait for it to come down. And as soon as it hit the ground, she was able to take off to first base, to second base. So an excellent start here for Washington County with that single. Now runners on first and second. It's Adeline Sebastian on second and Kinsley Haverkamp at first. And up to bat is Finley Youngs. First pitch from Bree Kerpick. Whoa, catch that knee-high outside corner. Does so very nicely for a strike one. And a wild pitch there. The throw coming into third base is in time as Adeline Sebastian tries to take third. An unfortunate bounce there for Washington County as that wild pitch came off of the fence and almost right back into the hand of Anderson, which allowed her to make the throw in time to third base for Addie Whirlin to make the tag over at third on Sebastian. And on the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss from Finley Youngs will now make it 0-2. And on the very next one, Finley Youngs, another swing and miss, will make it now a three-pitch strikeout to her and sends her to the dugout, puts a second out on the board, and puts Columbus one out away from forcing a game two in the minor softball tournament final. So down four runs here with a runner in scoring position at second. Here comes Tegan Wilson. And this one will be away, and we're taking off for third is Kinsley Haverkamp, but she makes it in time. Almost caught again there by Jensen Anderson, but Haverkamp able to slide in just in time to avoid the tag. And now a runner on third is Haverkamp for Washington County with Tegan Wilson at the plate. And Tegan Wilson going to put this one beautifully right in that first and second base hole. She'll get herself an RBI single as Haverkamp comes in to score. And what a time to get your first hit of the ball game for Tegan Wilson as she cuts their lead now down to three runs. And here's the first pitch. This one to Baisley Meyer, and she gets a hold of it, but pushes it right down the first baseline, and it goes foul for a strike one. Not the time for a swing and bunt throw. So better for that one to go foul. As Bree Kerpick asked for a new ball, that one as it goes off the ground here. We did have that weather delay with the rain and the lightning. So that one got nice and wet. She wants a dry one. Here's the 0-1, and this one's going to be hit right into the first, second base hole, but gathered at second base by Columbus is turned into first to get the final out of the ball game. That gives Columbus the 7-run to 4-run victory and forces a game two. So tonight it will be a doubleheader between Washington County and Columbus to decide the minor softball tournament final. Game one goes to Columbus, 7-4, and we will have about 20 to 30 minutes in between ball games before we're ready to get going again. That's the ball game. Columbus over Washington County, forcing game two. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hi, I'm Bob. No, not your dad's friend Bob who let you play with fireworks. Or that famous actor Bob. I'm a Breakfast Bob. Specifically, a breakfast on a bun from Whataburger. B-O-B Bob. I'm made to order with a fresh cracked egg, melted cheese, and the best sausage you've ever had. I'm nothing like those other Bobs. I'm better. Because I'm there for you. From late nights to early mornings, whenever you need a delicious pick-me-up. Can those other Bobs say that? Nope. Come see me at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.